You're listening to the Sunday Reflections for the Lenten season 2011. Cardinal George Pell's Ash Wednesday Reflection on Lent, 2011.
The beginning of Lent once again sets us on the journey to Easter. We often associate Lent with our Lord's 40 days in the desert. This is appropriate because Lent is meant to be a time of trial or testing. It's also meant to be a lean time to help thin down our fat, relentless egos, to allow some of our selfishness to die. Easter is about new life, to appreciate what the Lord is doing for us, or is offering us. We have to take stock about how dead we have become to His call to love and service. If we take it seriously, our days in the desert during Lent help us remember our thirst for God. One of the symbols of new life in the Easter celebrations is the water of baptism. The baptism celebrated at the Easter Vigil should help us recall our own baptism, not as something from the distant past, but as the beginning of our own continuing journey to maturity in Christ. The life of faith is a life of growth. Lent is a time to recommit ourselves to growing closer to Christ by living the truth in love. The time-honouring ways of doing this are prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Prayer is essential to deepening our friendship with Christ. It's difficult to deepen a friendship if we don't talk to the other person or spend time with him. The sacrament of confession remains a beautiful and powerful way of healing any ruptures in our relationship with God and getting us talking again. Fasting means denying ourselves to deepen our love for others. Traditionally, this means going without a meal or eating modestly, or giving up things we enjoy like chocolate, wine or beer, giving these up for Lent. Depending on what our particular weakness might be, fasting can also include giving up anger, to work on patience and gentleness, giving up worry, to place our trust in God, or giving up resentment to work at forgiveness. Almsgiving helps us overthrow the idol of goods and money, which can easily take a grip on us in our comfortable lives and cause us to drift away from God and others. There's always a reason not to give, but in Lent we should redouble our efforts to be generous, not just from what we have over, but at some real expense to ourselves. Giving the money we save from what we give up in Lent is a good way of linking our fasting to the needs of others. My hope is that Lent will be a time of real reflection and renewal for you this year. We all need to take stock of how we are going, to acknowledge our weakness and failures, and to accept God's forgiveness, as well as the help He offers us so we can do better. I encourage you to come closer to Christ in prayer and to open your heart to others through your fasting and almsgiving, so that when we arrive at Easter, the new life Christ offers will be yours too. From today, you will be able to access a Lenten calendar on XT3 and also on your Android mobile phone. Every day you will find the Gospel Reflections, podcasts, articles or video clips. In this digital world, this is a good resource to have. and wishing you all a thoughtful Lenten season.
Thanks for listening to the Sunday Lent Reflections on xt3.com.